Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. We'll begin Amud Aleph, four lines from the bottom. Uminah Teimer D'Chashin Al Chashad. How do we know that we have to be concerned that people might suspect somebody of being Oyver Never? We learned previously that if there is a chaser that has two psochim on two separate directions, he has to light neris on each opening, on each doorway, so that people won't suspect, passerbys won't suspect that he did not light the neris Hanukkah. Where do we see this precedent that we have to be concerned about what people might think? On account of four reasons, the Torah gave this requirement that peah, that corner of the field that has to be left for the aniyim, has to be done at the end of the harvest, at the end of the end of the field, at the end of the harvest. So Reb Shimon letamei that l'shitosa that he darshans the time of the crop. So this is what the Torah mandated. What are the reasons? Mipnei gezel aniyim, so it's not to steal from the aniyim. Mipnei bitul aniyim, and not to cause the aniyim to waste time. Mipnei chashad, and because of suspicion. Mishum bal techale. Now the Gemara will explain. Mipnei gezel aniyim, so it's not to steal from the aniyim. Sheloi yir balabais shopnuya, because if he did not have to leave the pay at the end of the field, what the owner could do is, when he sees an opportune time, when there are no anim around, he might then tell his relatives, come now, you take the peah. So, shalir balabai shopnuya v'yamr l'krev ani ha'rei z'peah. He might have a relative who's an ani, he might want to give it to him at the expense of the other aniim. If he did not have to leave it at the end of the field, he might just find an opportune time when there are no other aniim around, and he calls his relative who's an ani and say, here, you take the peah. So as not to have gezel, not to steal from the rest of the aniim, that's why the Torah has said it has to be done at the end of the harvest, so he cannot then just find the time when no one is there. It's at one set time, the pay is left at the end of the harvest. Okay, bitul aniyim, so not to waste aniyim's time. Why is that? Shelo yeh aniyim yoshim mishamrim achshav menech balabayis peah. Because if the balabayis could leave peah at any point, any time in the harvest, then the aniyim would have to wait around, say, oh, perhaps now he's going to leave the peah. Maybe now he's going to. They're going to have to wait around and wait and wait till he finally leaves the peah. This way, they know that they see if he's at the beginning of the harvest, the middle of the harvest, they know he's not leaving peah now. They don't have to waste their time with this. They can go to other fields and collect peah elsewhere. They know that the peah is going to be left at one specific time at the end of the harvest. Mnei chashad, so this is what's relevant to our discussion. Mnei chashad, shelo yu oivrim v'shovim ravim v'tovim era la'onim shelo hiniach peah basadeo. So that passerby should not say, should come a curse to a person who doesn't leave pay on his field. If people pass by and they see he's finishing the harvest and doesn't leave pay yet, they'll think perhaps, oh, he's not leaving pay now. He didn't leave pay yet. And they'll curse him, not knowing that he left the pay earlier in the harvest. So this way, when the Torah says, no, it must be left at the end of the harvest, so when passerby see, they'll see that he left the peah, because otherwise they might see he's finishing the harvest and they'll think that he didn't leave peah. So that's why it is at a set time at the end of the harvest. Mishum bal techale. And because the Torah says bal techale, you should not complete the harvest without having peah. Everything's mishum bal techale. All these other reasons are mishum bal techale. Amarav, what it means is b'nei haramoyim. It means is that if we did not have a requirement to leave peah at the end of the field, then the ramoyim, the cheaters, the cheats might say, not leave peah. And they'll say, no, I left it earlier. I left earlier the peah at an earlier part of the harvest. So mishum bal techale, that you should not complete the harvest without leaving peah. You'll have to leave the peah at the end of the harvest. And therefore, you will not be able to find an excuse and say, well, I didn't leave it at the end of the harvest because I left it earlier. No, you're not allowed to leave it earlier. It must be done at the end of the harvest, and therefore, they will not be able to find this loop or this means of cheating and saying that they left peah earlier. So we see over here this precedent in the Torah that we have to be concerned, chashad, about what people might think, and therefore, Neris Hanukkah, if it has two psochim, Chatzadas to Psochim in different directions, pay at the Neiros Chanukah rather have to be lit in both of them. Amar of Yitzchak bar Adifa Amar of Huna Neir Sheyesh Lo Shtei Piyos Odlo Beis Bnei Adam. As Rashi explains, the way they had the Neiros in those days, it was like a receptacle, and it had a cover where the wicks would be inserted in holes at the side of the cover, and it had a receptacle on top where the oil would be dripping down into this bowl. So if he has the wicks, Neir Sheshtei Piyos, if he has the two ends, if he has two wicks, then it's a little based on the autumn. It's considered like two separate Neiros. The wicks are separated. One is coming out of this side, one on the other side. There's a separation. And now it can count for the Mahadrin that each one has to light his own Neir. It can now count for each one of them. Amar Rav Mila Ka'aras Shemen V'Hikiv Psila is... If a person filled the container with oil and he surrounded it with psilois kafa la kli oil kambineyara, if he put the covering on top, so as we mentioned, each wick is through a separate hole, so the wicks are separate from each other, then it can count for several people. But loy kafa la kli, if he did not put the covering on it, also kamin medura, the wicks will join together. And they come together and they're joined together in the center and it'll form one big flame and it'll be like a bonfire. It's not even oil for one person. If there's a separation, it could be oil, it could count for several people. But if not, they'll all come to join together and it won't be a ner and it'll be a madura. And you can't be yaitza, the ner Hanukkah, with a madura. It's not even oil, therefore, even for one person. Amarav Apshitali is Pasha to me, Ner Besa, Ner Chanukah, Ner Besa, Ode, Mishum Shalom Besa. If a person does not have the means to afford to pay for both Ner Besa, the Neros and Shabbos, and Ner Chanukah, the precedence, the priority takes the Ner, the Shabbos candles take priority because it's an Indian of Shalom Bayis, and Shalom Bayis takes precedence over even Ner Chanukah. Ner Beis of Kiddush Hayayim, if the question is Ner Beis, Kiddush only has money, either for Ner Shabbos or for the wine for Kiddush, Ner Beis Ha'adiv Mishum Shalom Beis. Again, the Shabbos candles, Ner Shabbos takes precedence, but Shalom Bayis. Perhaps you'll ask that Kiddush is a Deraisa and Ner Shabbos is a Derabbanan. But the Deraisa of Kiddush, one could be Yoitza. Either we're talking, according to that, he's yoitza with the davening the deraisa, or he's yoitza with pas, with bread. One does not need the wine itself, the yain, to be yoitza the deraisa of Kiddush. So therefore, they're both dinim de rabbonon, and we say that the Ner Shabbos takes priority because of Sholem Bayis. Boy Rova, Ner Chanukah, the Kiddush Hayoyim, Mahu. Let's say the question is Ner Chanukah or Kiddush, which takes precedence. Kiddush Hayoyim Odev to Toder. We normally we have a principle. We say Toder Shena Toder Toder Koyim. What is a regular mitzvah? What's common? What's done regularly? That takes priority. That takes precedence. Toder is Koyim. So do we say over here Kiddush is every Shabbos? It's a Toder. It should take precedence. Oydil Ner Chanukah Adam Mishum Persumi Nisa. Or do we say that no? But Ner Chanukah has this special inyan of Persumi Nisa, so it should take precedence. Basidi Boy Harapashta. After he asked the question, he resolved it. Ner Chanukah Adam Mishum Persumei Nisa. The inyan of Persumei Nisa takes priority. So therefore, if he only has enough the means for one, he spends the money on Ner Chanukah over Kiddush. Tosfos says we learn out from here. We learn the principle that if one can only do one of the mitzvahs, and one is Todir, and one is Persumei Nisa, Persumei Nisa takes priority over Todir. So therefore, he says, if Shabbos Chanukah is Rosh Chodesh, it's Rosh Chodesh Teves, which Haftarah does he lay? So Taisa says, based on this, now even though it's Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh is Todir, but you don't lay the Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh, you lay the Haftarah of Chanukah, because Chanukah takes priority, as priority takes precedence over the Persumei Nisa, over the Todir. So if you can only do one, you only do one Haftarah, you do Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah, he says, you do the Haftarah of Chanukah. So we see it from the Gemara here as well, that if it's a question of Ner Hanukkah and Sholem Bayis, we say a Ner Shabbos, we say that Sholem Bayis takes priority, and therefore, if he can only be Mekayim one, it's Ner Shabbos over Ner Hanukkah. There's a discussion in the Rishonim, does that mean as well that which one goes first? Is the one that he lights first is Ner Shabbos or Ner Hanukkah? The Ramban says that he lights Ner Shabbos first because that one has priority, so he even light it first. Other Paiskim say no, that at the kind of Ner Shabbos, that should be the last that's done. The Malacha should not be done afterwards. So that's a discussion in the Rishonim. Based on this Gemara, do we say similarly, just like if he can only be Mekayim one, the Ner Shabbos takes precedence? Do we say, in terms of which one is lit first, do we say the same thing or not? Amar Rav Huna, ha-ragel b'ner, if a person is ragel b'ner and he's diligent with it, havalei bonim talmidei chachamim, he has children, sons who are talmidei chachamim. Why does he have talmidei chachamim? What's the connection with it? As Rashi says, the pasuk says ki ner mitzvah v'teirar. The pasuk in Mishlei says ner mitzvah. The Ner Zim V'Teirar, and through the Ner Mitzvah of Shabbos and Hanukkah comes the Or HaTorah to the world. So he is Rogel with these Neres, then he will have children who will be Talmid Chachomim, who will bring the Or of Torah to the world. Hazoyer b'Mezuzah, one is careful Mezuzah, Zayich L'Dira Noah, then Mida K'Negen Mida, he will have a Dira, a beautiful house. Mezuzah is attached to the house. He'll have a beautiful house. Azor b'tzitzis, if one is careful b'tzitzis, zeichel talis noah, have the beautiful garments. Azor b'kiddush hayom, if he's careful with kiddush hayom, zeichel mamala garbayayim, his garbayayim, his barrels of wine will be filled. He'll have an abundance of wine. Rav Huna, have a ragel to have a chol of a ton of pisch to Rav Avin Nagra. He used to pass by the house of Rav Avin the carpenter. Chaza, to have a ragel b'shrag yetuva. He saw that he was very Rogel, that had many candles. He had candles, had Shabbos candles, and he had many candles lit. Omar, Trey Gavra, Ravave, Nafik Mehache. He said, two great people will come from him, he'll have children, two great Talmidei Chacham. So Tosis over here explains, he says that it says, when it says, Have a Rogel Regile, his Girsa is over here, the Have a Chazad Have Regile. That they were Rogel means the husband and the wife. So therefore, they had two children. So the Mora says, Nafik minayi Rav Idi bar Avin, Rav Chia bar Avin, and the Taka had two children, great Talmid Chachamim. Rav Chis davar Rogel davar chol levitone pischa debe nasha de Rav Shizvi. Rashi says either the father or the father-in-law of Rav Shizvi used to pass by Chazavat Rogel b'shrag etuva, and he says again that they were careful with candles, with the neiros. Now here Tosfos says, the gear says Rogel, it's in the singular. Amar gavar Rava nafik ma'acha. So he said there will be a great person that will come over here. So Tosfos says that means the Rogel was the woman, she was Rogel with the Neir Shabbos. And Nafak Minayo, Rav Shizvi, there was one great person, it was Rav Shizvi. He was the one, as the reward, the Rav Shizvi, they had this great Talmud Chacham, this son Rav Shizvi. The basis of Rav Yosef, Havamachum Adlakla, she lit the Neiros very close, the Neiros Shabbos, very close to Shabbos. And before she speak out, it was before Shkia, but it was right before Shabbos. Omer Lord Yosef, Tanya lo yomish omer ha'anan yayman v'amun heish laila. So this is an extra pasuk. It says, the pasuk already says that Hashem is hoiluch v'nei yayman v'alayla. So it says, lo yomish omer ha'anan yayman v'amun heish laila. It's melamich ha'anan mashlim l'amur heish, l'amur heish, mashlim l'amur ha'anan. It comes to teach you that while it was still the Amud Ha'onan, while it was still daylight, the Amud Ha'esh came in its place. So there, at the end of the day, they were both serving at the same time. So Milamish Amud Mashal Amud Ha'esh, Amud Ha'esh Mashal Amud Ha'onan, and towards the end of the night, already the Amud Ha'onan came and was Mashlim and was together at the same time. Meaning what he wants to indicate is you're lighting the Shabbos candles, it should be within the daytime. It shouldn't be so close to the night. just like we see over here, that the Amud HaEish was at the time when there was still the Onan, it was Amud HaEish. Similarly, over here, it's still daylight. It's Erev Shabbos. You should light the candles when it's still day. When it's Erev Shabbos, it should not be in such close proximity to the night. So before I speak out, what was her thought process? She was thinking that it has to be Nikkur. She wanted it to be Nikkur that it's Lakovid Shabbos. So she did it right close proximity to Shabbos, that it should be clear, it should be Nikkur, that these candles are Lakovid Shabbos. But he said to her, it's not necessary. It's clear that it'll be Lakovid Shabbos even if you do it earlier. So Sova Lakduma, she thought to do it much earlier. It cannot be too early, not too late, not too early. There has to be, it's early enough, but it's not too early because there still has to be that heker that it is for Shabbos, so you cannot be makhtamit excessively.
Someone who loves Rabbanan, Tamid Chacham, Havalei Banan, Rabbanan, he'll have children who are Tamid Chachamim. Then like Rabbanan, if he gives cover to Tamid Chachamim, Havalei Chasnas, Rabbanan, he'll have sons-in-law, which are Tamid Chachamim.
As before, I should speak out, a son-in-law is a source of kavod. Then if he's mechavod, Talmid Chachamim, he will have this kavod that will have a son-in-law that is a Talmid Chacham. Who fears Rabbanan Talmid Chacham, who guf habits from Rabbanan, he himself will be a Talmid Chacham. Vila Barhachi, he's not someone who learns regularly. So Vila Barhachi, Mishtame Milsa Milek is from Rabbanan. Then if he doesn't learn, he won't be a Talmid Chacham, but his words will be heard like a Talmid Chacham. He'll have that attribute of a Talmid Chacham, al kol panim, that people will listen to what he says as if he would be a Talmid Chacham.